About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Brand new hour of the show starts now for you and yours on KROQ. We are Klein Alley Show. Pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming back for more. Or perhaps you're just forced to listen to us in the back of a ride share. Regardless, thanks for being here. My name's Klein. There's Alley.
Morning.
That is DJ Omar Khan over there.
Hello.
Jake Z Nerd.
What's that?
You know, Jake was telling me just a moment ago, Alley, that he has another... on a second Bumble date set for later today, and this is all as a result of you and Vanessa basically completely revamping his dating profile.
And who is this young lady?
That's a different lady.
A different lady. Jake hasn't had two dates with two different women in ever.
Right, and is this someone you think you like? Is this someone you've been talking with
back and forth? Yeah, because she lives in Burbank. And she's hot, too. Like, Jake was showing me a photo of her yesterday. I was like, damn, Jake, attaboy.
What kind of...
Caucasian. No, that's a different lady. That lady lives up in the Thousand Oaks.
Oh,
you got another
one?
What is this one?
This one is like an Asian lady.
An Asian lady?
Oh, your favorite!
An Asian lady who lives in Burbank?
Yeah.
A Burbasian?
I guess.
Oh, Jake. That's
mildly offensive.
I don't think so at all.
No, it's horribly offensive.
that's your sweet spot,
but
Jake.
But you should reply saying that.
Those are all of your favorite things. You won package.
She goes by Burbasian. Hang on.
Is this say our license plate?
That's a great plate.
So hold on a minute. You're going to take this woman, or are you going to take her to the same bar that you took the last woman to?
She's open to it, but I think I'm going to try something place different.
No, you're not.
No, there's a bar like right up the street.
It's going to be so hard for you to just take a step.
I will say that there are a lot of people that are, believe it or not, as sad as this sounds, that are saying that Jake has given them hope.
Hey, Jake, you know, I have to give it to you. You give me hope. I haven't been in the dating world in a long time. But after listening to your date and knowing you live in a shack, eat them beans, you show up with an itchy, probably stinky dog strapped around your chest, sweating. You don't even feed the girl. She asks if you fed, you'll feed her, which is like the easiest thing to do. Then you leave. And, forgot the dessert. Go back in, eat the dessert. And you still end up getting intimate with the girl at the end. I mean, props to you, man.
A lot of people say you're giving them hope. So if there's this is why we're doing this very publicly, so you can all live vicariously through Jake, or realize that it's not as hard as you're making it seem.
And do we feel happy for Jake or sad for women in general?
Sad for women, that's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah.
Let's say hi to Josh in Fillmore. Josh, you are the 20th caller, so congratulations. Limited edition Klein Alley Show merch is coming your way. Hold on, all right?
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Wear it proudly and post it and all that good stuff. And we give you this from Gorillaz. Look at me.
Look at me.
K-Rock. It's all clickbait these days on the internet. As we solve the internet's biggest riddles, we give you one quick one right now that will help you always get upgraded moving forward. If you ever travel again and you want to pay for coach but sit first class, I hope you're listening to this exciting edition of Clickbait. Clickbait. Now, this is the ultimate clickbait, because I think when you see this, you can't help but say, what is the answer? And this is flight attendants reveal the best way to be upgraded to those much bigger, much nicer seats.
Dude, that doesn't happen anymore.
That's what I thought. But apparently, according to flight attendants...
Why don't they, like, you stand up?
Well, there's one or two things you must do if you want to even be considered. And you're probably not doing them. So what is it? And I'll tell you the actual answer.
Well, I know just from the years that I flew standby, because my stepdad worked for the airlines, if we wanted to be upgraded, we had to dress nice.
That's what I heard.
So if you're wearing pajamas, if you're one of those girls wearing sweatpants and Crocs, you're not going to get invited to a higher class.
So you've got to wear a suit to the airplane.
You got to wear something nice. I had to wear pantyhose. You had to, you, like, women couldn't have...
like Greg?
Yeah. You had to wear either socks or like leggings or pantyhose, something that you couldn't have like bare legs.
Put on your travel pantyhose, Allie. We're trying to get upgraded.
Yeah, I had to buy pantyhose at the Hudson News to get on first class one time. And then all the guys couldn't wear, no one could wear jeans. You had to wear a collared shirt. There was a whole dress code.
Someone asked on the text line with a pantyhose to wear over your face.
Yeah, and my arms and legs. Okay, just in general. And a bag.
Allie's looking like a giant burn
victim. So that the rich people didn't have to look at me.
I think she's robbing a liquor store, or she's just sitting there.
I couldn't even drink the free orange juice.
So Allie says you got to dress nice. The only way you even have a chance of being upgraded is if you dress nice. Jake, speaking of dressing nice, what's your guess?
Yeah, I'm the king of that. I heard like, get there early, number one, and then, since Hillbilly Steve told me one time, is that he had to dress nice to get on and get upgraded, and it worked for him.
I do think getting there early helps.
Hillbilly Steve had to dress nice?
That's what he said, yeah.
What is Hillbilly Nice?
I think it's his fancy overalls.
Okay.
Well, also,
what does getting there early do for you?
Listen, we'll tell you in a second if he's right, but...
But also, okay. I think that now getting in there early isn't as effective because I feel like the gate agents don't get there until, 5 minutes before boarding.
Yeah, totally.
I've been here 3 hours early.
I'm like, hi, welcome to the party. What's up?
Omar, what is the guess? Once again, if you want to be upgraded, the flight attendant said this is the one way, and it does still happen, and this is what you must do if you want to get that free upgrade. Hey, why don't you go ahead and move your ass from 36B all the way up here to 2A?
Cool.
About 9 months ago, I got kind of inspired by Allie because she flew to Europe with all the points and reward things. So I got a credit card and became this airline's member and all that. And I went up to the little desk and they were pretty impressed. I didn't get nothing out of it. But I think if you're like a member or rewards, you know how they have those rewards cards? Yeah, they're like, whoa, thanks for being a member. It didn't do squat for me, but I think sometimes maybe that has it influences those people.
Yeah, I do think that now the membership thing does get you farther.
Well, according to this flight attendant, there's two things you must be doing if you want to even stand a chance of getting that free upgrade. And it used to be, you know, you got to tell them a sob story or be like, oh, it's our honeymoon or something like that. They don't care about that anymore at all.
Oh, no.
If you are the first, the earlier you check in, the better. Because a lot of times they will prioritize if multiple people potentially could get bounced around or moved up. If you are the first to have checked in at that exact 24-hour window, then you somehow get priority for whatever reason. So check in as soon as possible. And the other thing that stands, that's a huge advantage is if you are traveling by yourself. Because it's much more likely odds they have
an extra seat.
Now, there's probably all that other stuff we said probably plays into it, too. I'm sure dressing nice and not having the nickname Hillbilly Steve all helps. But
that's not his idea.
But
Steve, Hillbilly.
But I would imagine that it's the traveling solo, being early on the check-in. I know we've heard before that they say giving little gifts to the flight attendants or even smiling and waving when you get in. Like all this stuff, I still don't think it would matter.
And then you're a total a-hole after takeoff.
Yeah, you're sitting in the back, wear this itchy suit the whole time.
Yeah, but now you check in on your phone 24 hours before the flight. It's not like you check it. Is it in-person checking in with your bags and stuff?
You want to be the first person to check in online. But then
everyone's the first person to check
in. Well, if you're the first, someone's the first. If you did it at 24 hours and someone else did it 23 hours before, then you're the first. So they say that is valuable too. And 714 on the text line says, I have a really good friend who's a flight attendant. And she said that the key to getting the upgrade is giving either free or even free drinks is getting a little gift, like little chocolates to the flight attendant. We've heard that one before where you stop by the See's Candy kiosk.
You think they're actually accepting that from some weirdo passenger?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're accepting a half-eaten open chocolate bar, but probably if it's...
my name's Steve. Take these chocolates.
Going out overalls, okay? So just give them a little chocolate something, and then maybe it pays out. Look, they don't care. It's not their seat.
I guess so.
Try it all.
Probably would work for me.
Got to take a break. We're back in a moment. When we return, the show continues, and it's going to get really explosive for one of us.
Oh.
It's not roulette, it's roulette-us. It's a wheel, we'll be spinning it, and we have all of these different types of... Many of these have been recalled, by the way. We have recalled lettuce from Taylor Farms in the K-Rock studios now. And we will be eating handfuls of this lettuce to figure out if we're going to get the greatest summer cleanse ever after this. If you're not watching along on YouTube, you should be right now. It's K-Rock, we're your Klein Alley show, and I think in the history of dumb ideas we've had as a show, this would go near the top, Alley, I would agree, which is top 5 dumb idea, or no? Nowhere near.
Are you talking about the general idea of Rue Lettuce or the fact that we've duct taped them, the bags of lettuce,
or the
to
name.
The wheel?
Rue Lettuce is a great name, and everyone enjoys that.
Rue Lettuce.
The fact that Gianni's system of taping the bags of lettuce to the wheel took him as long as it did, and I have a feeling when we spin the wheel for the first time, all of these bags of lettuce are going to fall off. We have an extra one here we couldn't even fit on the wheel. This is the ultimate Caesar salad kit. Of course, these are all from Taylor Farms. Taylor Farms is at the center of this giant lettuce recall that has been affecting people that are getting the cyclosporiasis or whatever that thing is called, where everyone's having explosive ass, and we've turned it into a fun game now where we will all be...
It's not fun.
Yeah, who is this fun for again?
Well, it'll be a fun wait and see for us today, I guess.
I don't need this.
It's a real choose your own adventure. I mean, Jake, you're going to probably be on the toilet most of the day today anyway.
How will we know if she gets affected by this?
Yeah, we won't know.
There's going to be no difference, or it's just going to be super, super bad.
On the Rolettuce wheel, we have a couple of different options here. The avocado ranch chop from Taylor Farms, the maple bourbon bacon. They have a maple bourbon bacon salad? Man, I wish I'd known about that.
Well,
I do now.
Now you can take it home.
Mediterranean crunch, Allie.
Lame.
The there's Jake's favorite, the Asian savory and green cabbage. It's an Asian chop
like
salad.
Asian. So
it's the Berbasian blend.
Berbasian salad.
And then the ultimate Caesar salad kit, which I have here, Allie, which we couldn't get.
Now, classic Caesar.
Here's the good thing about the Rolettuce wheel. Is that when you spin
Please
it...
Please tell me the good thing about the Rolettuce wheel. We're all waiting.
Well, we have this intro.
No more lettuce for now.
Oh, wow.
So we have that. That's exciting.
Pulled out all the stops on that one.
Yep, we sure did.
Okay.
And if you spin it and it doesn't land on lettuce, you don't have to actually eat any of the Taylor Farms recalled lettuce. But if it does... Then you immediately will rip that bag off the wheel. Get
I think
a four.
The bacon one is worth getting sick.
I actually agree. I mean, those little bacon, bourbon bacon crumbles in there. Oh, probably delicious.
Now, what? Then we're just not paying attention to the names that are underneath the lettuce.
No, those are insignificant.
Okay.
That was for
so
fun
each
or something.
Person who spins the wheel, it's going to be their turn. And
yep, you spin it, and if it lands on lettuce, you eat. That's your lettuce. You're eating. So I just want to see, Allie, if you give the spin, if you, and if
okay,
you're not
this
watching.
This doesn't count, but I want to see how it spins.
All right, I have a feeling most of the lettuce could fall off right now. Whoa, well, that's pretty impressive
I
looking.
I taped it really good.
Man, Allie, if.
All right, that was my turn.
Oh, hold on, it was?
No, wait a minute, it was
Allie's pubes. Allie's pubes.
That'll be a whole new case of psychos.
Oh, it's way worse. Johnny, I think you need to take this bag of the ultimate
I'm coming in,
Caesar.
Yeah.
And place it right there.
Actually, what's crazy, Klein, is the one you're holding, the lady at the store was marking that one down to reduced price because nobody was buying it. So
well,
that
I would
was...
imagine no one's buying any of this stuff now.
I don't think anyone is even eating lettuce right now. I think people aren't even buying it at the store, period.
Yeah, people are taking a... Did you not hear this guy, Allie?
No more lettuce for now.
All right, that's what the guy's saying. People are completely avoiding lettuce at all costs. So throw that one on the wheel as well. That should weight the wheel properly. And then Jake, you're gonna let you spin first, dude.
Great.
Well, because
you have the most unhealthy ass of all of us. So yeah. Let's just start with you.
This will affect your life the least.
The woman come in there.
Wait till Johnny puts this last one on. That last bag, that's the ultimate Caesar blend.
This is just a mess.
The whole wheel is falling apart. The best part is every single person that's walking by the studio right now is looking in here and going, they are a bunch of idiots. Like, you can see their lips. They're going, they are just a bunch of idiots. So we've got the wheel of recalled lettuce now.
On a budget.
And as you can see, this is a real problem. If you're unfamiliar with what's happening in the world, this sums it up.
Jessica Mallard is still recovering from a 3-week bout with cyclosporiasis.
I'm really, really weak. I lay down a lot. Like, this morning I struggled getting up.
She believes she was infected after eating bag salad from Taylor Farms, landing her in the hospital for 10 days.
So what we have now is 5 different bags of salad from Taylor Farms.
No more lettuce for now.
Right now, I'm going to veer away from it.
Despite a false positive in testing, the FDA is now confident in its traceback investigation to iceberg lettuce grown by Taylor Farms in central Mexico.
So here's what we got here. We got 5 bags of Taylor Farms lettuce. We are calling this stupid bit. Roletus, and Jake is going to go ahead and give the wheel a spin. Allie's just adding her pubes to it as well, which is, Jake, as you know, you're a magnet for Allie's pubes the previous time we've done the wheel. So go ahead, and Jake, you understand that you're excited, though. You love free food at work, right?
That I do like, but I'm not excited about this or the possibilities of this. I already have a condition.
Right.
I don't need extra conditions, and I don't need Allie's pubes again either.
Well, there we go. It's on the wheel now.
Great.
So here we go. If you're not watching on YouTube, this would be worth checking out. It's time for roulette.
No more lettuce for now.
Oh! Oh! I didn't get anything, right?
I mean, technically...
I think this is going to be a real mess.
All right!
Technically, Jake, you are so close to landing on the Mediterranean Crunch.
Yeah, but I didn't land on it, so I'm free.
Give it another spin, though.
Yep.
I think the wheel is. I think the wheel's weighted in a way that it's going to be hard for it to land onto the end. Give it like a real spin. There we go. Look at this go. The roulette wheel is spinning around right now.
I'm not. No!
Yeah. See, it's going to land in the same place.
Yeah,
all right.
The wheel is weighted wrong.
That's right.
Let's go. Once again, whatever it lands on is what you will eat.
Whatever it lands on is landed on. Nut. Doing Ellie's
juice. Yeah, see, it's going to be the same. It's between Mediterranean and avocado ranch.
Well, Jake, you get your pick then, Jake.
All right, I'm taking avocado ranch.
All right, avocado ranch. All right. Jake's taking the avocado ranch.
Try to pry it off.
Don't mess up my tape job.
That's now that's off the board. See if the boss wants to come in here and spin the roulette wheel. He seems excited about this bit.
Oh, no.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Jake, go ahead. Al, you want to spin it for me? I'll let you spin it for me. This is my spin. Whatever. Wow.
This is not gonna.
Oh, here we go. This is all the different recalled lettuces. Oh, nice. I got a nice open patch of the wheel. That's good. I don't have to worry about that. No. You can't put the wheel out of cubes. That's disgusting.
Mediterranean crunch.
I think I was close. I hate to take this. If I'm deciding between Mediterranean crunch bag salad or Asian, I hate to do this. I'm going to take the Asian.
Okay.
Jake, you want to trade?
That's what Jake said.
Jake, you want swatches?
No, I want to stick with my avocado ranch.
All right.
It's like the worst white elephant.
It is the absolute worst. So,
are you going to swap me with diarrhea salad?
And Vanessa, you can come in here and spin the wheel next. Thank you, Johnny. That's mine. I'll take the Asian. Thank you.
We didn't think about what happens when we have to take these off the wheel.
No, we didn't think about anything. Allie, we gave up when we came up with roulettes. All right, and finally now.
Should have stuck to the names.
That's right.
Jessica Mallard is still recovering from.
Relax, Jessica Mallard. You're going to be okay. All right, Vanessa, whenever you're ready now, you have three different bags of lettuces from Taylor Farms. Round and round it goes. Where it stops, no one knows. This is roulette.
Oh, we know where it's going to stop.
Ultimate Caesar, Vanessa. Ooh, Mediterranean crunch.
It's got
cubes.
Am I mad at pubes?
Vanessa, it's Oh! All right, you have to decide between Allie's pubes and Mediterranean crunch.
What am I supposed to do with the pubes? If I choose pubes,
why would you choose
pubes?
Your pube mustache, pube stash.
Yeah, pube stash.
Yeah.
You're asking between pubes and a Mediterranean crunch?
Go for the pubes.
I just want to know what do I do with
pubes?
The pubes?
What if you do with them? If you pick pubes, we'll tell you what you do with them.
You have to sprinkle them on the side.
All right.
I need a minute to go to the bathroom. I wasn't prepared for this.
Yeah, you've been preparing for months, Allie.
I'll do Mediterranean.
What?
Meditation.
That's not even one of them. All right, that's off the wheel now. Oh. All right, so now we've. Oh, Allie ripped
this
it.
This is making me sad.
What is making you sad?
The names?
This is the saddest thing we've ever done. There's your bag of lettuce. Enjoy it. All right. And that means there's only two left. Allie, you're pregnant, so you don't have to participate.
Yes.
Because
I want to trade
for one of these.
So I guess everyone has. Which one do you. Jake, we all have
either
a bag. Cheers. Johnny, which one do you want? Take one of the ones that's left. I don't think the wheel's going to matter. I just need a fork to start digging in.
I want to spin. Let me spin.
All right. Roulette. Here we go, baby.
Watch it land on pubes. I wish I didn't spin then. No. Fall down. Come on. Oh!
And it landed on Johnny, once again, you'll have the choice between maple bacon bourbon bag salad from Taylor Farms or the Caesar blend, which was recently being
made. All right, I'll take maple bourbon bacon.
All right, that's off the board. Everyone grab your forks.
Again, Caesar is the reject.
And then this is where the fun begins. So
hasn't begun yet?
Well, now we're going to start eating the salad. This is all the rejected salad, so now we're going to dig in. What a fitting song to get into now. It's Runaway, Linkin Park. On K-Rock, as we dig in. And Allie, if you want to feel not left out, there we go. Jake, you ready?
You're opening with a pen?
Cheers, bro.
Oh, cheers.
Least of my worries. First bite's going down.
They ain't putting the dressing on?
Yeah, no dressing? You're just raw dogging it?
You can taste the simple service dishes. Interesting, as I'm reading the text line now, only three people said, please don't do this, guys. It's not worth it. Everyone else was on board with us doing raw lettuce, and now we're all eating our salads.
We're the talk of the office. Everyone's talking about us
out
there.
Thank you, Taylor Farms, huh? Making news. We'll see what happens. We will update you throughout the day today.
You know, speaking of food, last night my wife tried to take on a new task. She's been trying to do a little more around the house and taking care of our kid because I'm still in the first trimester of pregnancy. I don't feel very well. I'm really tired all the time. And usually I am the main person cooking dinner. I'm cooking dinner at least 4 or 5 nights a week. And we talked a few months ago where I asked her, maybe you could try once a week cooking a meal. She said that was a very overwhelming concept for her. Now, fast forward a few months, she has decided she wants to try it. So, Sunday, she went through all of the recipe books that we have, and she decided on one recipe, and it was a teriyaki meatballs and rice situation. And
one of those, like, pre-made ones?
No, like, making, ground chicken.
Oh, what is she thinking?
Yeah, don't meatballs. You know that's above her skill set?
Like, yeah, you just go with spaghetti.
That's what I was like, just do something simple. She was like, well, this is easy. I could do this. And I was like, well, Katie, you have to make the meatballs by hand. You have to mix everything and form the meatballs.
It's not easy. It sucks.
And she was like, well, you're saying I can't do it? I was like, no, you can do it. Go ahead and do it.
Because this is one of those things where you bitch about, I'm sure you bitch a lot about how you don't do anything and you don't ever make dinner. And yet, you never comment like, I make, because I thought you were annoyed all the time that you're constantly cooking and she doesn't really do it.
Well,
and now she's doing it, but you know that's going to be a pain in the ass too.
That's the problem, is from the moment she decided on this recipe, it has been a complete time suck for me to go shopping, get all of the ingredients for her. Then yesterday,
she didn't shop for the ingredients?
She ended up not going. We were supposed to go to the grocery store together. It ended with her staying home and her sending me a screenshot of the recipe.
Oh, man.
So I got most of the stuff, got home, and then last night was her night. Because even at the beginning of the week, I was like, so when are you cooking this dinner? And she was like, I think I might be able to do it Thursday. I was like,
Thursday?
She understands dinner's a daily thing.
And
happens
then she was
every
like,
day.
Actually, I think I could do it tonight. I'm like, that's right. You can. You can do it any night. So then she starts cooking this meal at, I kid you not, 3:30 p.m. because she's so nervous about about having it ready.
What
on
time,
time
do you guys normally eat dinner?
Like 6:30.
Okay.
She thought she needed 3 hours to prepare.
That's an insane amount of time.
It's a crazy amount of time. I wasn't home when she began the cooking. The amount of questions and screenshots I got from her right off the bat was shocking. She realized right away that she didn't have one of the ingredients. It was chili sauce, and it was a complete derail. She just had no idea how to, combat that.
Get her ass to the store?
And I was like, either go buy it, or there's other hot stuff. It's really just for heat. So if you're just mixing it in with meatballs, you just find chili paste or whatever else we have.
Sriracha.
Sriracha.
A million things.
So she can't figure it out. So she's sending me screenshots of every other hot item we have in the house to ask me if that is going to work.
Frank's Red Hot. Will this work?
So,
no.
Exactly. And I'm like, kind of no. But you kind of just know these things when you're cooking.
Also, recipes are, you kind of follow.
Suggestions. You go with the flow.
She
doesn't know how to do that.
No. Even the fact that she had to do a tablespoon of chopped cilantro, she was holding the cilantro going, I don't know how to measure this. I don't know what to do.
It's just like a pinch of cilantro.
And I'm like, just eyeball it. She doesn't know how to eyeball it.
Allie, I know that you have audio of her doing this and how frustrating this was, but just so you know where you're coming from, because my wife also does not know how to cook, She one time tried to make a recipe that called for a 3/4 cup, and she thought, she read that as it needs 3-4 cups of something.
Like, oh, like 3 to 4 cups?
No, no. 4 cups 3 different times.
Oh,
she thought,
oh my
three,
God.
She said, this is so liquidy. And I said, how much did you add? And she said, I put in 12 cups.
Oh,
I
go, my God.
Why did you do that? It says 3-4 cups of this. I go, you idiot.
It's 3/4 cup.
3/4 cup.
Yeah.
And she goes, that's why I don't do anything. And then she stormed out and I had to clean up the mess.
And you're like, yeah, I guess why do you do things
right.
then? It's probably easier. Like several points, I was like, you can give up. It's okay to just call it. Like, or I'll take over.
She wants to prove you wrong, though.
So this is her trying to figure out, because one of the instructions says, get a large bowl.
Oh, man. That's pretty easy.
What large bowl means. Was this large enough?
Oh, God.
Egg.
Is it large enough for the following ingredients?
And breadcrumbs, green onion, cilantro, and chicken. It might not be for the chicken, right? But I can just do one at a time.
So she was just going to pick a bowl, do one ingredient at a time, and if it got too much, she would transfer it to another bowl.
If she's thrown off by the ingredient, by the step, get a large bowl. If that is too much, this is all too much.
What about the vegetables?
So she planned the meatballs. That was the main focus. And then it was like, I'm going to make some rice. I know how to make rice. But then she was like, whoa, what am I going to do about vegetables? I haven't figured that part out yet.
I have no idea.
I would just put some broccoli on a pan. A little bit of stress.
Sounds
oil.
Like you're eating before the dinner.
I was snacking,
you know.
Well, because it was 3:30.
Fat Alley, baby.
I'm here, baby.
That was my pre-dinner dinner.
But I was like, if you're doing like an Asian theme, just like put some broccoli with some sesame oil, put it, fry it up and you're good.
Because you cook, so you understand that. But she, to her, that's difficult.
She tried to go to the vegetable section of the recipe book and she couldn't find
even
something.
Figure it out.
So here, this was her next tactic.
Siri, how do you cook broccoli in the oven?
Oh, Jesus.
Cook broccoli in the oven. Place the broccoli florets on a baking sheet and drizzle with olive oil. Then toss them.
I'm dipping back into the bag at this point.
It sounds like you're going
to taste. Spread the broccoli out in a single layer and bake in the oven until tender crisp.
Siri, what should the temperature of the oven be and for how long?
She knows nothing.
Couldn't give her enough information.
1 tablespoon of minced fresh cilantro and 1 green onion. One? How do you do it?
One.
Well, you're able to put minced. I will mince it first. Mince it.
So then it was like thinly sliced green onions, and she chops the onion. They get it long, right? She chops it like 3 or 4 times, and she's like, is this good? I was like, no.
It's not minced. Yeah.
And then she would look at it and like chop it again and then be like, is that good? I'm like, Katie, you got to keep going.
Was the meal edible?
See, the meal was great because even though she obsesses and even though she doesn't really know what she's doing, she does it by the book. And that's why, and she's like, she'll cook it for 5 minutes and then check. Cook it for 5 minutes and check. I'm just like, oh, I'll put it in for 20 minutes. It might be a little overcooked, but whatever. You know, I'm kind of making it up as I go and I'm not doing it with precision, but she did a great job.
Well, according to a lot of people on the text line, they say, I am the same person as Allie's wife. I reread a recipe 80,000 times. You cook, I'll clean, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I get it. Most people, it's like a different skill. It's just some people's brain works differently for whatever reason.
I know. And then the amount of validation and praise I had to give her after the fact was so much more energy. Wasn't it good? Was that bite good? Was that bite good? How about that bite?
Which dinner was better, the one she made or the pre-dinner dinner you were eating during that process?
Oh, the snacks were delicious.
The snacks were great.
Those little crunchy curlies from Trader Joe's.
I'm feeling good.
Oh.
Jake, it doesn't work that quick, dude. It doesn't work. In fact, hold on. Tina, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say you guys are insane for doing this roulette thing, and I hope none of you get sick. But yeah, I think that the incubation period for this virus or whatever it is like 2 weeks. So even if you guys are eating it and you're like, oh, tomorrow I feel great, and you feel great next week, you might not feel great 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks from now is where the psoriasis could hit us.
Possibly. I mean, Google me wrong, but I think that's what I saw.
Did you mix up your...
No, I'm just eating raw out of the bag still.
Oh, you're just doing lettuce by itself?
Yeah, I got to get a bowl. I don't have a bowl yet. But I'll tell you, the lettuce, very...
I can't believe you're even using a fork. You just... Get in there with your bare hands.
Yeah, it's all for the entertainment of the people. We'll take a quick break. Back with more after this. As promised, we will get you into Universal Studios Hollywood right now if you're the 20th caller with 4 one-day tickets so you can ride the new roller coaster that's been, I've been watching them build this thing for years, going, that thing looks awesome, man. You will get to get on it. It is Fast and Furious Hollywood Drift opening this summer. We get you on the ride and in the park if you are caller 20 right now at 800-520-1067. Right now, though, let's get into your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Now that summer is in full swamp-ass mode, another heat wave starts today. The mosquito activity is ramping up, but there are things that are a little different this year, and it is all our fault because we've been using mosquito repellent and insecticides for so long that the mosquitoes are now immune to it. Backyard bug sprays are breeding tougher mosquitoes that can now bypass any amount of DEET you should choose to use.
What about the tiki torches?
I think those are still fine.
They're very fun.
No, it's all of it, I think.
They just don't care.
They don't care.
Citronella? I saw a guy go, don't worry, I have a citronella candle. I go, you think mosquito cares about your citronella candle?
They don't care.
I tell you what's been working for me is using those dunks. So I have about 2 5-gallon buckets filled with water, and it's standing water. I put these dunks in there, and it prevents them from...
It's like birth control.
Poison. Yeah, it's like poison. The mosquitoes go in there, they drink the water, and then they spread around, and then they die.
Whoa, so you just have a bunch of buckets of poison water outside?
Yeah, yep.
That looks 100%. Nice. Way better than tiki torches.
And if the mosquitoes take over, then Omar can get in the poison water himself and end it.
There you go.
What kind of poison is it?
They're called dunks. The mosquito dunks.
Oh, it's like
that's a specific
brand. Oh, got it.
Dunkaroos.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, they are good.
So, they don't eradicate everything, but they really kind of take care of the infestation.
Standing water for a mosquito, that's
what attracts them.
That's like their motel. That's where they like to go and bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
Standing water.
That's like Vegas for them.
Of course, man, a weekend in standing water. Let's go, honey.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been to standing water.
Let's go.
And a half is a standing water. Oh, standing
I can't
water.
Spend more than 48 hours in standing water.
That's where all the banging happens. And then now Omar has figured out how to poison their standing water.
Yes, but it's only a matter of time before they become impervious to it. The stuff that you spray around your place to kill the bugs, the stuff you put on your body, they're evolving to be stronger than that. They studied a specific type of mosquito and they found that it developed a genetic mutation that helped them survive these insecticides and bug sprays. So they are evolving and mutating so that they can survive the things that we're doing. So over time, I mean, just they won. They win.
Well, that's how evolution works, right? We do the same thing with us.
What are we going to do now? Shoot them in the face? They're so tiny.
We got to come up with better. We got to evolve our pesticides.
Yeah. So today is the first official Aussie Day. So happy first Aussie Day to everyone. It marks the 1-year anniversary of his death. I was kind of surprised that the day they chose was the day he died, because I think a lot of times they do a different significant date or birth date or something like
that.
But
he's the Prince of Darkness, so maybe it makes more sense.
Yeah, that's
his
true.
Death day is the day to celebrate.
His son made an announcement about how he would like people to spend this day, and he said to anybody who is compelled, I want anyone to share a story about my dad, whether it's the first time you listened to his music, the first time you saw him play live, the first time you saw him in person, anything that stood out to you, or if you had an encounter with him. All I want for this day is for July 22nd to be filled with awesome Aussie stories.
But do it in his voice, right?
Aussie, you got to do it in his voice, man.
I think
this is how I pay my tribute.
I'm not sure if this is when Johnny was on the air when Aussie died.
A year ago
today. Are you ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
On the board, the crazy train.
Oh, man.
He's back from the dead.
Oh, wow.
What a tribute that was, huh?
I wonder if I could, every year on Aussie Day, I could put my glasses on, put my costume back.
He's a dead ringer.
Maybe I can meet some people and kind of do it up.
You should go out in the streets as Aussie today.
I bet I could get a free donut.
We get into brand new hour of the show right now. Give you those tickets to go to Universal Studios. And this is also the hour we get you into a brand new music festival in Santa Monica, California. And that's all happening right now.